ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
G'day, and welcome to some of the best bits of Take 5 from the last few years. In the lead up to our next big season, I'll be sharing some golden moments with some of my favourite guests over the coming weeks. This NAIDOC week, I wanted to shine a light on Emily Woodamara, who in 2024 shared her five songs of renewal. The Wananjili Yokwa woman joined me on the same day her second album, Nara, was released, and the energy Em brought was beautiful.
So Nara in my language, Wananjili Yokwa, means nothing. And I guess it's a bit of a weird name to call an album, but it all stemmed when I had the house fire and I lost everything. And I just kind of had this full circle moment where I was like, you know, like, even though I don't have anything physically, like, or materially, I've still got love. I've still got joy. I can still laugh. I can still breathe. Like, it just made me look at life differently. And also it made me think, I guess, on myself and what kind of person I wanted to be here on this earth and on this planet and what I wanted to leave with my music, especially for, you know, my daughter and my future. I think there's a really beautiful growth to this album. And over the last couple of years, I feel like I've grown as a person, as a mum, as a being, as an entity. I'm very much a spiritual person, and I think this whole album really explores the depth of that and the core of, like, the raw authenticity. And I think that's what Nara is. Like, even though I had nothing, I had everything, and that's kind of, like, there's a lot of juxtapositions.
That was such a huge event that happened. You lost everything. Your house burned down, all of your possessions, years and years of memories. But for you to approach that experience and realize that you actually had everything, did that also empower you to really show all these sides of yourself, much more so than your first record, to really tell all these different parts of your story?
I think so. I think it really gave me a sense of, like, reconnecting to myself as the person I am now, but also helping me unlearn and learn and unpack a lot of things and work through a lot of, like, with this album, I had to look behind to kind of gather the inspiration. And I think the oldest song on Nara is Magic Woman Dancing, which I wrote when I was in high school. Just like this build up, like all these different stages of my life, like, yeah, it's totally valid and it's totally okay. I just wanted to bring the human back into my art, into my storytelling as well. So I feel very liberated.
Good. She's so given that this album is really one of renewal for you, I thought I'd give you the theme of renewal for your Take 5. And your first choice is by John Fogerty. I didn't pick that you would be choosing a little bit of solo Creedence vibes, but here we are. This is from one of his many solo records, a gorgeous song called I Will Walk With You.
Come with me, I will walk with you.
Why did you choose it?
I think I chose this song because it reminds me of my grandmother. And my grandmother used to play this for my mum. And I remember when my mum showed me this song when I was like maybe 6, 7 years old, I had this feeling of like, oh, it's going to be okay, because, like, you know, it's that feeling and that sense of love and community, but also that feeling of connectingness and belonging. And I think that's what renewal is to me, and this song is to me. It's like reconnecting with my mom, reconnecting with my grandmother, and knowing that they'll always walk with me through these lyrics.
It's so beautiful that you chose this, because John wrote this for his young daughter, and it's about, you know, basically that burst of love that you feel when a child is born. So having that, you know, ancestral connection of your grandmother to your mother, and I'm sure now for you to your own daughter, Kiki, like, do you sing this to her? Do you play this for her?
She does get a listen every now and then. She's probably sick of it.
Never. She'll be playing this on her Take 5 in 20 years' time.
Oh, imagine.
I will walk with you, even if the sun don't shine. Rain it may come down, and pain may be unkind. And if you get a scrape, I'll brush away the tear. Come with me, I will walk with you. I will walk with you, together we will share jelly beans and pink ice cream, Christmas teddy bear. And one day I'm certain, a brand new puppy too. Come with me, I will walk with you.
In between this album and your last two, Em, you've moved south to Lutruwita, to Tassie. Has that sense of renewal lived in that kind of relocation, moving to somewhere, you know, completely opposite to where you've previously lived, up north and in Brisbane as well?
I think so. Like, I feel like when I first moved down there, I knew no one, like, except for maybe two or three people and then my in-laws. And that put me in a really, like, uncomfortable position because I'm a little social butterfly. Like, when I was living in Meanjin, I'd be out and about, would be cruising around. And I think, you know, moving to somewhere where you don't really know your foundation or grounding, it throws you in this uncomfortable position. But I feel like because of that, I've grown a lot and I've been so comfortable with showing up as I am because there's no, you know, no choice but to. And the winter truly does break you. It really does.
You're from like Groote Island, bigger than Ireland. Tasmania is pretty much the direct opposite of that. You were saying before you came in, as we're talking about the beautiful part of Tassie that you live in, like the beaches are nice, but you're swimming in Arctic water.
Yeah.
But there's no crocs, which is good.
There's no crocs, but big stingrays. That's another thing.
Everywhere in Australia, there's just like some opportunity of death.
There's always something, literally. Like I found this out the other day, but all the snakes in Tassie are all venomous.
Yeah.
And poisonous. And I was like, are you serious?
It's a good time. Yeah. It's a great time.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you.
To a beautiful stripped back cover from Cat Power, you've chosen Sea of Love. Mm. Why did you choose this song?
I chose this song because for me it was like a moment in high school where I heard it and was like, music doesn't have to be so angry. I don't have to be so angry. Like, I don't have to be so, like, yeah, I can just be. Like, it's such a soft song and it's one of my songs I used to blast before I went to sleep. Like, I literally used to fall asleep to the song over on repeat and repeat.
It's kind of a lullaby, isn't it?
It is a lullaby. Yeah. And I think the words as well, like, I'm a big lyrics person. Like, come with me, my love, to the sea of love. Like, go away. Like, get away. That's too much cuteness. Like,
stay the F away from me.
Literally. Like, can we all just speak like that to each other again, you know? Like,
you're a bit of a romantic, I'm sensing.
I sure am.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She swoons.
I am swooning. I only swoon for one man, though.
But there is such a beautiful simplicity to this song as a love song, isn't there? It doesn't, like, it, you know, gets in and gets out in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It is a cover of a kind of old sort of soul classic, but Cat Power singing it, it's just, it does all it needs to do. And sometimes songs can do that, can't they? They don't have to have all the bells and whistles.
It's just peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, it gives me a sense of peace when I listen to this song.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you how much
imagine you going to sleep listening to that, dreaming. Any posters of cute boys on your wall?
No, I didn't. My dad wouldn't let me.
Oh. Brutal.
I mean, he'd let me have like Beyonce and Ciara.
Well, that's good. Dream of that instead. And here she is now. Cat Power with Sea of Love, one of Emily Woodamara's songs of renewal. Hear the rest of that episode with Emily now. The link to her full Take 5 is in the show notes. And join me next time as we dig into the treasure trove for more Take 5 Best Bits.
Come hang out with your mates on Double J.
Loving great music is a lifelong passion. And we're here to help you keep discovering. Hello, it's Michael Hing from Double J Mornings.
It's Yumi Stines here.
It's Dylan Lewis from Arvo's on Double J.
Great music lasts forever, and you'll find it on Double J. Somebody that you used to know, but
you didn't have to cut me off. We're on DAB Radio in your car, or just swipe across on the Triple J app.